Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 122. Today's September 18th, 2012. The topic, how to find the beliefs causing your problems. Perhaps the most frequent question I get from readers of my blog and listeners to my podcast are, you've convinced me that the behaviors and emotions I want to change are caused mainly by my beliefs. But how do I identify the specific beliefs that cause the problems? For a full answer to that question, you're going to have to wait until the second part of the Lefkoe Method training is complete, sometime early next year in 2013. It'll take almost 20 hours to teach you everything we know about how to find all the beliefs that cause any given problem. Nonetheless, there is one tip I can give you right now that will be very useful in identifying many of the relevant beliefs. Our occurrings are the direct cause of our behavior and emotions. A few months ago, I realized that, contrary to popular opinion, beliefs don't affect our behavior and emotions directly. How events occur to us, in other words, the meaning we unconsciously and automatically give meaningless events, are the immediate cause of our emotions and behavior. Beliefs affect us indirectly by being the main source of our occurrings. For example, imagine you're about to start a project, and it occurs to you as, I'm going to fail. People are going to think I'm stupid when I don't succeed. Can you get how that meaning would inhibit you from taking action? On the other hand, if you had given the event the meaning that this project is going to be a total success, and people will acknowledge you for the quality of the project, you'd not be afraid to take action. You'd move right ahead. Beliefs cause your occurrings. So why would you give the event the need to take action on the project that particular negative meaning rather than any other meaning? The probable source is beliefs such as mistakes and failure are bad. If I make a mistake or fail, I'll be rejected. I'm stupid. And what makes me good enough or important is having people think well of me. I said that our occurrings are the source of both behavior and emotions. If we look further at the event I just mentioned, starting a new project, and if you have the occurring I stated above, I'm going to fail, can you see you probably would experience fear when you thought about starting the project? The fear is not caused by the event itself and is not directly caused by the beliefs. It's caused by the meaning you gave to wanting to start the project, namely, I'm going to fail. So if you wanted to identify the beliefs that ultimately caused the feeling of fear, first identify your occurrings and then ask yourself, what beliefs would cause these occurrings? Use your occurrings to find your beliefs. Because our occurrings determine our behavior and feelings, and because our beliefs are the major source of our occurrings, the best way to identify the beliefs that ultimately cause our behavior and feelings is to identify the occurrings that immediately precede the action or feeling, and then ask yourself, what would I have to believe to give that specific meaning? Try it, and then let us all know what happens. Go to my blog at mortylefkoe.com. And please let us know. Your comments increase the value we all receive. I read all comments and respond to as many as I possibly can. If you found this podcast useful, again, please go to mortylefkoe.com and tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post. If you'd like information about having a Lefkoe Method facilitator help you to permanently eliminate any behavioral or emotional problem in your life, please call us at 415-884-0552. And if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefkoe Belief Process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. Have a great week. Look forward to talking next week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life. Morty Lefkoe's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefkoe.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.